Dr. Paul. It features Priya Orok on this jam titled The Rock That Never Fails. Check it out. Of that song actually had a twist I did not see coming. You know, the first time I heard the ending of the song, I'm like, oh, look at that. I didn't see that coming. Anyway, guys, you're welcome to the Praise the Clock Show. For those who are just joining us, we are now inside the 10 o'clock hour and we about to chat with the recipient of the song you just heard, The Rock That Never Fails. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Dr. Paul. Yes, he's based in Abuja, the Federal Capital Territory of Nigeria, and it's so great to have him live on the Praise the Clock Show this morning. Good morning to you!
Good morning!
Good morning!
How are you doing?
We're doing great! Welcome to the Praise the Clock Show!
Thank you very much, Tola.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, great. Yeah, so,
it's good to be here today.
Such a pleasure, such a pleasure. I think this is your first time on the Praise the Clock Show, am I correct?
No, I was on the Praise the Clock Show some time ago, 2017, when I released Kole Ipada.
Oh, yes, Kole Ipada. I remember that. Okay, I think that's a good place to start, Dr. Paul. From a song like Kole Ipada, to to Jehovah Jireh is singing to Oyeme Mamalu. Okay, so that is like Yoruba, yeah, to this is Igbo.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, how many languages do you know how to speak fluently?
Well, I do know about three mainly.
Are you serious? You can speak fluently?
Not necessarily fluently, but I can speak very fluently. Then the other one is Mandarin.
Okay, so you can speak Igbo fluently. What other language?
Hausa.
Hausa?
Mm-hmm.
How about Yoruba?
No, not really.
Okay, you know what we're going to do right now, real quick. So I wanted to say this in Hausa. Yeah, I wanted to say, hi, guys. Good morning. My name is Dr. Paul, and you are listening to Praise World Radio, and I have a new song titled The Rock That Never Fails in Hausa. And let me remind you, I have my Hausa people listening to the show. So
I'll try my best.
All right, let's do this. Let's go.
Sanunku, Sunana of the Paul. In a chicken studio, the tone, in a stable worker, the rock that never fell.
Ah, okay. Wait, when I hear waka, what's the meaning of waka? You know,
waka, you know, waka is drunk.
Is what?
It's different from the other one. You say waka.
Ah, okay. I was just wondering. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Now let's do Igbo. Now the one we're gonna do for Igbo, yeah, is gonna have to do with that part where you say, you know, Jehovah Jireh is saying he can do that part of the song. So I wanted to just say that part, you know, and then saying Igbo like you're listening to the Praise the Clock show and you have a new song titled The Rock That Never Fails.
Okay.
But I want you to start from the Jehovah Jireh Isi, that part of the song.
Jehovah Jireh Isi Niken Onyene Me Mane Nave Keleo Nemi Hiding You. Okay. Ekele Trino Ndikai Kela Dr. Paul. The rock that never fails.
No, the rock that never fails. Seriously, we want to hear that one in Igbo too.
In Igbo. Nkume nke na-anaghị agharịpụ.
good job. I like that. Okay, so officially, Dr. Paul has proven to us that his guide is English going on for him, is Hausa going on for him, and of course is Igbo doing pretty well. Okay, so let's get straight to the song now. So some time ago, I got a message from Priya Orok, and she sent me a link, you know, a link to the video. That is a video that she just shot with Dr. Paul that, you know, I mean, you should check it out. And then I saw the video looking really good and looking nice. And I was just wondering to myself, like, okay, what exactly led on to this point of releasing a song titled The Rock That Never Fails? What is the... I know it's a song of worship, it's a song of praise, but what exactly is the story behind the song?
What the story is about what God has done in my life in the past, always been faithful. I've had ups and downs, you know. I've had failures and I've had successes. I've been through the rough and the hard times. I've been quite a lot, you know. Definitely, I've been to a lot of countries. I got to 34 countries right now. But one thing I have seen that is very common is that nobody that has ever served God, that he ever felt, is always very strong and come through, no matter what you're passing through, no matter any situation that, you know, you have in your life right now, God will always come through. He's the rock. David calls the rock, you know, that never felt. He's the rock, he never felt. Wow. Not one day. There's no shadow of turning with God. So it's a song of testimony trying to say, look, I'm with God, so nothing will ever happen to me because he never fails. If you understand what a rock is,
yeah,
it's difficult to crack.
Yeah.
So God is difficult to crack.
Yeah.
But human father and mother and brothers and sisters can definitely that is for not with God.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It's a personal story. It's difficult to say every single bit of it,
true,
you know, right on radio, but there are too many things that are, you know, have happened in my life, but mm, each time God definitely pulls me through, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
The business gone down, a business gone down, very bored, and family business gone down, and that's nothing. And then suddenly, from nowhere, God just comes
through. Wow. Okay, so at this point, I'm curious, and I'm sure some other people listening to might be thinking the same way. God never fails. God is the rock that never fails. But how about that person who was listening to the show this morning, who is going through like really terrible times, and in his mind or in her mind, she feels like, man, after all that I've done, after all the service, after all the, you know, all that I've done, after all that I've, all my prayers and everything, why am I in this position right now? Why is this happening to me right now? And the person might be feeling that God, you know, has failed him or her. What would you have to say to someone like that?
I'd like to say to the person, look, you know, passing through now, you probably have you're at the bottom. Mm. It's definitely not God, you know, but you can say that God always brings. It's not the author of confusion. The scriptures say that.
Mm.
Okay, the scriptures are very clear on that. He makes that soul explore the creation. You know, he can what it says.
Hello?
Oh.
Sorry, the network is a bit poor.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. It's a lot better now.
I can say that you can be loved. I wish I could hope that prosper and be in health. Even as I told prosper. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what I can say, person. Because, you know, water of confusion.
Network is a bit poor right there. Let's try to dial him right back. He's saying something very profound. I think it's something we all can learn from. God is not an author of confusion, and he will always come with you. Hello, Dr. Paul.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I think it's better now. Good. So okay. you were saying something about God not being an author of confusion.
Yeah, he does not know confusion. He's not the author of this. He doesn't sow poverty.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sow, you know, tiny bread, anything like that. So it's sweet that we may prosper.
Yeah.
Even as our souls prosper. So if you're a child of God, then you have all the right elements to succeed.
Mm.
So you just tell the problem is the rock. Don't say God has.
Wow, great stuff.
He's always there.
Yeah, very, very inspiring. Very inspiring right there. Okay, so about the song, The Rock Never Fails, what exactly informed your decision to have Prayer or Rock on your song?
Wow, you know, Prayer is supercharged in the air. She's got this and that.
You know what? Hello. The network is poor. It's not even about. I can hear you, but it just sounds a bit muffled.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I said I just had to put prayer on this. God said I should do it.
Wow, it was a divine instruction.
Yeah. Mm. And it paid off.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
She always believes, she comes to you.
Okay, cool. I mean, the combination on this track actually really works so well. The synergy is like spot on. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. You can say that.
and you actually took out time to shoot the video for this song. And you do not shoot videos for all your songs, do you?
No, I don't.
So why this
because
song?
Because this one is special. This one, you know, after the audio was released, you know, the feedback, the response, and how it suddenly went viral.
Wow, cool stuff. I like very colorful video, very lovely vocals. Are we gonna call this song a high life song? Oh, how would you describe this song?
It's mythical.
Okay.
But it's basically washed. You basically wash it. You can feel that towards the end in the
And
then at the end you can feel that. But it's a mix match.
Wow.
Like a hybrid. So you can dance to it, but you can also wash it.
Oh, fantastic.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Definitely. So now, what is your prayer? What is your heart cry? What is your desire for this particular song that you put out there? What is your desire, or what do you expect that this song will do in the lives of people that hear it?
Because all over the place, and it blesses people, and that you have to put something to change it to be blessed. I get messages WhatsApp and all of that. So basically, my desire is that we go places and that we can really lift them. Somebody who is down will begin to see a lifting up.
Amen. There will be a lifting up for somebody out there just listening to the song in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Dr. Paul, we want to say very, very big thank you for stopping by on the Praise the Clock show this morning and for sharing with us your new vibe, new tune, The Rock That Never Fails. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tola. Thank you so much for your calling. And thank you, listeners. I want you to keep tuning to Praise World Radio.
Thank you so much. So we're going to get back to the song. It's called The Rock That Never Fails by Dr. Paul. On this one, he has Priye Orok. The video is now out there as well. You can also check out the visuals. Really lovely stuff. And we love it right here on the Praise the Clock show. Let's go.
I'm Jehovah, Lord. Let me hide in you. Oh Lord, all I desire is you. Daddy, more I can't.
onye na-eme mmale nara ekele emi ha. From the rising of the sun to its going down, we give you all glory. Jehovah Jireh, it's a can do. Onye neme male, narekele o.
Let me hide in you.